The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Are we not where we want to be in the Lord? We're going to look at that, examine that, and maybe even cry about that. Also, evidence that we don't control the universe. That might be a bummer. And even if we're weak, we still need to stand firm.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you. Yes, we are. Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We're doing it. What do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. That's available for testimonies, for prayer requests, for trivia, for anything else. Keep in mind, any topic is open for a conversation. I mean, you can talk to me a little bit about something like, oh, I don't know, Jack in the Box mini tacos. I don't know. You can talk to me about anything you want. Fine. Just remember, it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Before we do our acknowledgement of Pamela, I just want to say I did watch that commercial the other day. I don't know if you saw it, but Jack in the Box has mini tacos. There's five little tacos for a dollar. I'm not promoting Jack in the Box. In fact, I even tell you now, do not go to Jack in the Box and eat those tacos. They are not good for you. In fact, I will go for you and test them to make sure there's nothing bad with them. At the same time, I might recognize that today is peach ice cream day because today is peach ice cream day. So somewhere between mini tacos and peach ice cream this afternoon looks like a lot of calories.
Isn't it National Hot Dog Day as well?
Is it National Hot Dog Day?
It's a National Hot Dog Day.
Oh, my goodness. I can't eat mini tacos, peach ice cream, and hot. Well, I can, but I shouldn't. Amongst many other things I shouldn't do, let's give some a shout-out power to Pamela.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's
milk, you know. So I have a message into Pamela, and we are going to be getting together. She's going to be coming in the studio. Now, last time she came in the studio, she was a little bit more nervous because she hasn't done a lot of interviews, so we're going to bring her back in so you guys can get a chance to hear from her, and we're going to talk and ask some questions just about the real estate market, how it's looking, how things are going. I do know that because they're getting closer to school, things are starting to ramp up, and so people are busy, 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 but she will not be too busy to take a phone call from you, or if you reach out to her on her website, she'll be glad to coordinate a time to get together with you. You could probably even correspond via email if you're not feeling like you want to go, you know, bouncing over to somewhere for coffee or for tea or for water or whatever the case may be. Her company name and her website, The Blessed Realty Company. .com. The Blessed, now watch this, B-L-E-S-S-E-D, The Blessed Realty Company.com. You can't even say the title of it without saying blessed. Just kind of the whole point. You can go there and fill out the information to get her to contact you. You can always contact me, and I will send you directly towards her. Or you can contact her. A lot of people are like, well, I don't know if I can remember the number. Well, try. 817-505-5541. 817-505-5541. The bottom line is, if you want to talk to somebody who gets it, then just talk to Pamela Melchiona. That's it. That'll keep it that simple. TheBlessedRealtyCompany.com. Okay? Okay. We'll open up a trivia question in the next segment, because this particular communication, this particular show, if I can get through it all, I deserve a dollar. That's what I'm giving myself. I get a dollar. I will say, Heidi Ode, my son and daughter-in-law, we had a nice dinner yesterday. They cooked chicken. We brought the chicken. They cooked beans. I think we brought the beans. And then they cooked salad. We brought the salad. And I will say that my grandchild number four, at the end of dinner was getting a bath. Or wait, or is it a shower? Now, I can ask Wonder Julie this, because I don't know the answer to this, but little Stella was in the sink in the kitchen, okay? And it has a little, you know, like a little R.
A spray nozzle.
Yeah, spray nozzle. Is it a bath if you're letting the water creep up? Or is it a shower if you use the spray nozzle?
It's a bath because you're sitting in your own filth, as my grandfather would say.
That is a very good answer. You should get a mini taco for that one. That was pretty good right there. It was so cute. So I put a picture. My wife took a picture. I put it up on the Facebook. I still call it the Facebook on purpose because I think that's funny. Okay, let's get into the teaching. I want to talk about this. Here's the key. I just want to get right to it, and I don't want to kind of be weird about it. I am not where I want to be in my Christian walk. How about that? Okay, now look, I've been a Christian for 40-plus years. I've had the privilege of not just ministering, but being ministered to by hundreds and thousands of Christians. I've had the blessing to see some of the greater Baptist, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of Christ, Pentecostal, and other denomination teachers. I've had a chance to listen to them, study with some of them. I mean, I've just been blessed in so many ways. And I think I reflect Jesus maybe an inch more than the day I said yes, maybe an inch more. But the reality is I'm not where I want to be. And the reason is kind of simple. It's not complex, not theologically deep or anything. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11, it says, "In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works everything in conformity with the purpose of his will." So I don't have to be a theologian to figure out, well, that verse tells me God has a plan. Why? Because it says, "In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him." Okay, God has a plan. Here's the other part of that. I want that plan. I'm just not always in that plan. I think that plan is the key. I think I miss that plan, or can miss that plan, or maybe often miss that plan. And so I have a desire to do better. I'm not alone in this kind of thinking. Paul said in Philippians 3, "Not that I have already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." The greatest people of the kingdom of God are not the smartest people, are not the most complete people. I think, and I'm going to say this, I got to be careful when I say this. I think the greatest people in the kingdom of God are those that go, it's never enough. It can never be enough. I think Moses was so fantastic when he was all the stuff that Moses did. I mean, he's coordinating not a church, folks, okay, a nation. If you want to think of Israel as a church, you could, but just imagine Mo is the pastor. It's like, wow. But when he was going through all that stuff and got all that information and all that connection, you know what one thing he asked from the Lord? He said, I want more. I want to see your face. I want to connect to you even deeper than I'm connected. And no believer who's going to spend eternity with God should just go, oh, man, I've got everything solid. I don't have to change anything. I'm right where I need to be in the context of I'm as far as I can go. I don't need more of the Lord. It's like we all need more of the Lord. We should be like the deer that thirsts for the water. We should in our soul thirst for God. That's why you have to like A.W. Tozer's The Pursuit of God. It's the reason it's a great book is because he's kind of communicating, hey, that's part of our creation. And I'm not there. And so because I'm not there, I'm not going to lie about it or do something weird about it. I just want to do better. I want to do more. And you might think, well, you've done a ton. And in my brain, I haven't done anything. In fact, I've done more unstuff than pro. I've done more, you know, anti-stuff than pro stuff without even trying. I just want more of the Lord. I want to. Now, when we come back, I'm going to get into the little bit emotional or a little bit vulnerable part of this. So don't go anywhere. It's a little unique. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Who knows when a broken heart will.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Now, he's crying. Now, I was still of the mindset that men don't cry, okay, just so you can know. And I'm getting mad because it's my story and he's crying. And I'm thinking, it's my story. Why are you crying? That's what I'm thinking in my mind. And he's crying. He's apparently a good crier. I don't know what a good crier is. I learned after my dad died, but I mean, somewhat. But this is real. You know, he's sobbing. And I'm like, and he looks up at me after he's cried for about a minute and a half. And his eyes are red. And he looks at me and he says, this is how the Lord hurts for you. And that was it. Bam. It was like somebody just took a hammer and broke my hard heart and my, you know, my pride attitude and my over arrogance and my everything. Looking at that guy showing me crying and tears, and all I could think of was Jesus wept.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Real estate, it's a bear out there. You don't want to list your home for too little, and you don't want to buy a home for too much. You need the just right solution. You may be wondering what your house is worth and who can give you the service you deserve. If you're looking for a partner in your home sale, a person who will treat you and your home like family, then get in touch with Pam. There's a great deal of blood, sweat, and tears that went into your home. You should work with someone who understands and appreciates that. You should work with Pam. To call and talk to her is free. To have a consultation is free. To gain a partner in this venture is precious. Don't delay. Call Pam today. 817-505-5541. Or visit theblessedrealtycompany.com.
This is an agent with some real common sense and zeal. She has a great attitude while also being very nice and friendly. Pamela has a great amount of experience and education, But more than that, she's just real.
Pam Melchione, 817-505-5541. Or visit theblessedrealtycompany.com.
On Christ the solid rock I stand. All others.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Quick reminder, email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, website davidspoonmedia.com, Facebook David Spoon Media, YouTube David Spoon Media as well. Got to get into this, so I want to acknowledge our sponsor, John.
Big John. Big John.
Thought it was very cool. Wonder Julie saw one of his signs when she went down the wrong road, but she came across one of the Blessed Roofing signs.
Yep, I was in Keller.
So that was very cool. Here is the bottom line. You might have some roof damage and you may not. Why don't you find out? Doesn't cost you a penny, no obligation, no requirements. You can get a free inspection. 4.9 out of 5 on a Google review. That's pretty good for Google. If you check my reviews for Google, they're about -50,000. They had another category just for me. That's how they do that. Bottom line to this. I got to stop saying the word bottom line. Christian roofing is almost an oxymoron, because in Texas, roofing, there's a lot of like weird insurance-y stuff. But John wants to do this honorably. He wants to do his company right, do the best that they can. The Blessed Roofing Company can be reached at theblessedroofingcompany.com. Could be roof replacement, could be roof repairs, could be nothing. Could be something in between, could be out of pocket, could be something. Got to find out. Want to know the truth? Get the real answer. 469-BLESSED, 469-BLESSED, 469-BLESSED. And then you can be doing business regarding your roof with the brother, and that's a cool thing. All right. Okie dokie. So I want to make sure that nobody gets the wrong idea about me talking about more of the Lord, because I actually have a whole sermon about more of the Lord that I talk about or teaching. And the idea in that is to understand that it's never enough. If you think it's enough, you're going to hate heaven, because heaven is just loaded with God. And if you're thinking, I got God right where I want him in my little box and it works out because he fits into my life, right where I need him to, you are missing this by a mile, and better get a better track on that before you miss the boat altogether. The whole thing about spending eternity with God, get this, is spending eternity with God. So it's not like a momentary or a temporary kind of element. We all want to have that hunger. But I don't want you to get the wrong impression about me talking about that. I don't want you to think, oh, well, you know, he's just talking about, you know, having more, and that's why he's missing it. And it's like, no, 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 no. I'm missing it because I feel sometimes unstable. No, I don't think you're – are you allowed to say that, Dave? I don't care. This is how I feel. Now, I don't always feel unstable, but there's times where I feel unstable. And by unstable, I'm talking about, you know, almost every arena in my life except for my wife. It's like the one of the few things in my life that has stability, that has me, like, you know, when you have a camper and you put it down on its legs. And it kind of like, then you got to even it out. My son got a camper, and I think he was still learning the hydraulic drops and all that other stuff. That's one of the few things in my life that's very stable. My relationship with the Lord, extremely stable. Probably the most stable thing I have in my life is the time I spend with God personally, in prayer, in Bible. That's great. But my function, what I do for God, what I do in life, what I do for a living, how I provide for my family or don't provide for my family, feels a lot of – there's a lot of instability there. And then I love doing radio. Just – I love it, okay? I love teaching. But I have some instability, not in the theology, but gee, should I talk about politics? Should I jump into that? I typically, as you can tell by listening to the show, I don't do a ton on politics. I don't do the whole show on politics because I don't want to hurt myself. And by that, I mean wound myself, because after so much time, it drives me nuts. 7 years ago, or 6 years ago, no, 7 years ago, I did a show, and let me just read to you so you can understand why this is a struggle. This is 7 years ago I wrote these things down and did a whole show on it, that these will be all of the coming wars that will not end basically until the Lord returns. Here they are. They're from secular progressive New Agers and atheists. Global warming, same-sex marriage, gun control, racism allegations, silence and removal of conservative ideas, legalizing recreational drugs, required financial equality or socialism, elimination of the Constitution, no mention of God in the public square, and then laws declaring the Bible as hate speech. I wrote all 10 of those 7 years ago, and all 10 of those are more in play now than they have ever been, right? So there's times I want to jump on that. There's a group called the Christian Left. They're liars. They're just lying through their teeth. They don't care about the poor. They're just they're politicians, almost like George Soros wrote the website. It's amazing. And I just want to dive into that. But then I think, but that's not the word of God. That's my point of view. Most of you know I'm you know, between left and right. I'm trying to be top center. But there's no question that I'm much more conservative in my thought process. I am a registered independent because I want to be somebody that tries to follow the Lord. And I know, and I understand party allegiance. I understand how that goes. But all that aside, that brings instability, because you know what I'd rather talk to you about? Recognizing that God has a plan that goes way beyond America. America's part of God's plan, but people, I think they go a little far when they say, well, you know, without America, it's, you know, there's nothing. It's like, well, Christianity existed 1,700 years without America. Let's not do that. And then if America crashes for some reason, Christianity is still going to go on. This is about Jesus. If you were born in Canada, are you going to tell me you would deny Jesus Christ? Okay, so I get a little edgy there. I'm not comfortable with that. And so I feel some instability when I get into things like that. And the reason that I'm sharing that with you is because it's the truth. It's because, you know, when we've got this show, and we were fortunate enough to get an opening to get the show. And when we first got into the show, the pricing was lower. The pricing it's an escalation on the pricing to do the show. Hey, guess what? I feel that. And I'm like, I should have been a stockbroker. Kind of thing. I should have done anything because radio doesn't pay. Trust me. But I love teaching. So there's conflict there. But I want the plan of God. I want to be able to bless people with the word of God. I want to be able to share my testimony. I want to be able to give money away. I want to be able to encourage people. All those things are going on at once. All those things take place at once. Not just for me, for you too. You got 10 different things going on at once. It's like, wow, what about this? And what about this? And what? I know. I go through it. I know you're supposed to, when the pastor's up there, he's not supposed to show any weakness. And he's just, you know, all the answers are, you know, live the life and you'll be just like the pastor. Yeah, guess what? You don't want to be just like me, other than anything I promote for you to get closer to God. In that, you want to have that passion. You want to have that honor. Outside of everything else, are you kidding? Right now, I'm cutting a yard with a push mower and a half an acre. You don't want to be like me. Trust me. Trust me. My point is this. I got plenty of weaknesses. I have plenty of failures and plenty of sins. One thing I know for sure, I'm getting the deal of the century by Jesus forgiving my sins. There are just so many. It's like, wowzer. But all of that, and I have to take all of that, just like you do, and surrender it to God and say, I don't get it. I don't understand how to do this. I'm not always walking in the right way. Now, I'm not advocating self-crucifying. I'm not advocating a fake weak walk. I got plenty of strength. I got a bumper sticker on the back of my car driving down Dallas every day saying simply this: God created the universe. He can write a book. And anybody that flips me off or says something or mouths something really negative, I just look at him and smile and say, you probably don't want to go to hell, do you? This is my attitude. So it's very forward, very aggressive, whatever it gives me. But I recognize that I have weaknesses, but in the framework of my weaknesses, I have hope. I have a hope in the faithfulness of God. And why I'm telling you that is because you need to have hope in the faithfulness of God, no matter what's going on. And I understand, I really do, from all these different levels. I mean, I'm the same guy as you. I go out to my mail, and I don't always like to open up my mailbox. Are you like that? I open up my mailbox going, I hope there's nothing negative in here. You're right. Right? It's like, well, you should have a positive attitude. I'm positive. I don't like going out there. That's what I'm positive of. And coupons aren't really helping me right now because all those stores are so far away from where I actually live. That doesn't do me any good. So the bottom line is I'm just being forthright. I'm being like, yeah. But I have to hope and put my hope in God. And I can go back to that psalm and say, why so downcast, O my soul? Put your hope in God. Because he is going to give an answer. Now, I'm going to tell you something. When I come back, I'm going to tell you a story about me thinking I know it all. You're going to find out. Wait, Dave doesn't know it all. Thank you very much. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
He's the hungry giant.
Wow, what a roof!
It's time to bless it.
What?
We need to bless the roof.
You used the Blessed Roofing Company, didn't you? Oh, tell me you worked with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Two things. One, it's in the name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Two, it's in the number, 469-BLESSED. That's 469-253-7732.
But anyone can put up a roof, can't they?
Can they? Oy vey. You want to walk underneath the roof that hasn't been blessed?
You first.
You need to talk with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Whether it's roof repairs, a new roof, or inspections, call him at 469-BLESSED. Or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com. With the Blessed Roofing Company, you got it covered. Get it? Good.
Because reliability starts at the top.
One of the most frustrating experiences a person can go through is having body pain. It's also difficult to watch one of your loved ones go through that same type of pain. Since we moved to Texas, my wife has quite a bit of bodily pain. Knowing that my wife is getting better because she's going to Dr. Brandon Brown, now that's a true blessing. I share with you my recommendation for Dr. B. Go to his website at drbrandonbrown.com or call him at his office, 972-454-9362. I've entrusted him with the care of my wife, and I'm confident that any person who listens to our radio show will get the same type of quality service. And by the way, it's Migraine Awareness Month, and that pain in your head could be from your back. Get in touch with Dr. B and find out. Go to his website at drbrandonbrown.com or call him at his office, 972-454-9362.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
I did what most Christian men would do when they make a mistake. It's their fault. There's nothing but humiliation on your face, and you're trying to recover in the moment. And you know what I did? I blamed it on every possible unseen force except for myself.
You have chosen wisely.
So guess who knocked that crystal light on that white carpet? It was Satan, by golly. Well, it was at that moment because it certainly wasn't my fault. I didn't knock the crystal light all over. It was my glass. I did pour it. I did bring it to the table. And somehow fell on the carpet and spread everywhere. And by golly, I wasn't going to take the blame for it, because that would be taking personal responsibility. Well, I'm not taking personal responsibility. After all, that $500 deposit we just had that we were hoping to get back when we move out is already down to $200. And it was dropping by the dollar as the stuff was spreading.
And if you can't shout sight,
welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to reach the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website, davidspoonmedia.com. Facebook, David Spoon Media. YouTube, David Spoon Media. This segment brought to you by our very good friends, Jamie and Nancy. Retirement strategies and solutions. Here's the bottom line. Plan right, retire the right way. I need his help more than ever. Trust me, that's one of the biggest issues. RetireTheRightWay.com. Sit down with Jamie and find out where you're at. He'll talk to you. He has a fiduciary responsibility. Keep your information confidential. He'll talk to you. He'll give you a book, because he wrote a book about the whole process. The one thing about people that write a book, because I've written a book, they know much more than the book is telling. And like when I shared my story, I know more about the story, more of those. He knows more about this stuff than we can even pull out of him when we talk to him. RetireTheRightWay.com. Get in touch with Jamie. Sit down. Have a consultation and find out if they can help you. And if they can help you, let them help you coordinate safe money so that your money doesn't get hurt in a process that is like going up and down and up and down and up and down. 800-287-1667. 800-287-1667. RetireTheRightWay.com. Jamie and Nancy. I'm trying to get Jamie in. I think he's coming in on Friday. Got to make sure. All right. Let's do a trivia question real quickly. Give you a chance to respond. I don't want you to get your trivia brains going. Now, I've got an option for you in the trivia. I'm going to ask a question, but I have a trick trivia question behind it. If you call in and you answer the one, I'll give you the opportunity. But it is very, very challenging. I'm just laying it out there for you. And you are all welcome. We had a chance to hear from Sam. I love Sam calling in, because you know he's just like committed. And even if he gets it wrong, he tries. And that's what I love about it. All right, here we go. Ready? All right. Who did Jesus appear to first after the resurrection, according to Mark 16? Notice how I put that in there. Who did Jesus appear to first after the resurrection, according to Mark 16? What is our phone number? 972-445-0770. At some point, you would think I would know these numbers. I'm really bad at that, huh? Okay. All right, I want to go back to this. So I don't want people to get discouraged or anything. I'm just trying to show you that everybody goes through this process of, if you think you're the only person that goes through the process of banging your head against the wall, I'll give you another scripture that came from Paul. He said, I've spoken to you with great frankness. I take great pride in you. I'm greatly encouraged. In all our troubles, my joy knows no bounds. For when we came to Macedonia, we had no rest, but we were harassed at every turn, conflicts on the outside, fears within. It was the Apostle Paul who wrote that. Do you think like you're the only person that goes through fear and insecurity on the inside? Here's Paul in Holy Writ. Yeah, I was kind of feeling yee. We go through that. And one of the reasons that we go through that, and I've mentioned this before, and I'll mention it again until I, you know, meet the Lord in the air or meet the Lord personally, is because we're trying to be the ones that coordinate and control our whole life, our whole everything. We think that if we have it, all our ducks in a row, then life will be great. What we don't recognize is God is up there in heaven. He's got a really nice shotgun, and he blows out the ducks one by one. Boom, 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 boom. Because the duck theory doesn't work. Even if you're a fan of the Mighty Ducks, it doesn't work. here's something you got to recognize, and I need to recognize. Not only can I not determine my future, here's the truth. I can't see past my nose. Hey, I bet you're an expert on what took place 60 seconds ago. Here's a question. What's going to take place 6 hours from now? What? You don't know? No, you don't. So now can I share my story, my humble story? Here we go. I'm warning you. Okay. I'm in my prayer mode. This isn't from the church in Flagstaff. Brett was my the guy that was helping me in the church. Comes knocking on my door. Dave. What? What's going on? What? Because he's interrupting my prayer time, right? He said there's been a robbery at the church. Well, somebody had given a nice donation about 2 months ago, and we got a new some new musical equipment, some new recording equipment, and some stuff for the band to play. And so it's like all that money went to that because that's where it's designated. And I'm like, oh, no way. You know, that's my first response. And then I say, let's go. And Brett's like, and this is Flagstaff, Arizona, for those that don't know. And so it can be icy at night and so on. And this is, in the later springtime. So at night, it cools down a lot, and then you get what they call the black ice. So he's like, no, I don't want you driving. You get too freaked out. And besides, you don't drive good, so I'll drive, and then we'll go over there. And I'm like, okay, fine. So I'm driving over with Brett, and now what do you think's going through my mind? What's going through my mind? Lord, okay, you know, send your angels and grab all those people and wrap them up in a lasso and put them and hang them from the front of the church until we get there and call the police, because I knew all the police. And then I'm thinking, no, that's not the right Christian spirit. Lord, if they really needed the money, then let them get money for it so they can eat if they need to eat. And then I'm thinking, no, I don't really believe that. I don't really feel that. And I'm just like going through each scenario. And then we pull in. Now, at our church on Agassiz Street, 15 North Agassiz Street in Flagstaff, Arizona, above the church was a small apartment. So these guys weren't church guys, but they were always looking out for things. The guy sticks his head out and goes, Dave, somebody stole stuff from the church, man. We couldn't stop them. I'm like, all right, man, no problem. And I run into the church, and the church had two doors that met together, like two swing doors. And I pushed open the doors because the Lord and me were going to handle this. 30 people are on the stage. They all go, April Fools! Let me explain to you, first of all, how I couldn't see past my nose. You think God was worried about the instruments being stolen? No. You think he was worried about the people that needed to be judged for stealing it? No. You thinking that sounds like a really mean practical joke? Yes. Did they get you? Yes. Did you want to throw things at them? Yes. My point is simply this. I alone, apart from God, cannot see all that is in play. That's just as true gets. So I have to have a dependence on that which I cannot even understand, because I don't understand it all. The issue comes down to whether I'm going to be activating my faith or not. So I want to make sure you understand what I'm talking about. When you face a circumstance and it's just ridiculous and there's no chance, you think, man, only a miracle will solve this, or whatever the case may be. These are the moments that God requires faith. And I'm not talking about small moments. Listen to this in Romans chapter 4. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so he became the father of many nations. Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead, yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God. Faith doesn't deny that we're having problems or struggles or we don't understand what's taking place. Faith looks straight at it and chooses to believe the goodness of God anyway. Oh, yeah, that just, it's like a knife right in the back. Because why? Because I can believe God for most things, but my weak areas are just weak. And I'm like, come on, Lord, how many times you got to teach me this? And I just have this feeling he's up there going, well, as many times as it takes until you learn it. You know, that would be a good response. What I'm trying to tell you is that faith, which doesn't deny what's going on, but looks at it and says, forward we go anyway, that's the faith that God wants us to have. That's the spirit that God wants us to walk in. Even though we do have weaknesses, and by weaknesses, I'm not saying that, oh, well, the enemy's stronger than us, or this is stronger than us. Most of the time when we have problems, it's of our own making or of our own letting go of what we have access to. Most of the time, it's our fault, okay? I mean, Satan is, like I said yesterday, Satan's not that big, God's not that small, okay? But we have to look at those things and choose to believe the goodness of God in spite of what it looks like. And I'm not telling you this saying, I have mastered this. When I asked my wife about 4 hours ago how that went, when we had some news come into our lives, and it's like, I said, what are we going to do about this? And she's like, I don't know. We're not going to panic. I'm thinking, I'm panicking. You know what I'm saying? But what God requires of us is not to do that. Or let me rephrase it. What God wants us to function in is that confidence that he has our best interests at heart. So then it comes down to the, do you believe that God has your best interests in mind? That answer to that question tells you whether you have faith or not. That's some deep stuff, and I think it's deep. I'm sharing with you. I'm telling you how it goes. Some days are super duper. Some days are super not duper. But we got to believe. Looking right at it, still having faith in the goodness of God for our lives. That's what we need. Even if we don't understand it all. Which, by the way, get in line. It's about everybody I've ever met. All right, take a short break, come back so we can finish up on this. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break, we'll be back.
Trade tensions, stock market volatility. You don't want to go down the wrong path on anything, but especially involving your retirement. Retirement Strategies and Solutions with Jamie Blumenthal puts you on the right path so you can plan right, and retire the right way. Call Jamie at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com for financial peace of mind, wisdom, and safety regarding your retirement. Are you getting older, retired, or retiring soon? Do you have an IRA or a 401k? You want to make sure your retirement money is safe. Money in the stock market is unprotected from loss. Sake money or no-so money is protected. For a free copy of his book and a free get-together with no obligation, talk with Jamie. Call him at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com. That's retiretherightway.com.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
John 7:24, stop judging by mere appearance and make a right judgment. That's all good. For 1 Corinthians 6:2, do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if you are to judge the world, are you not competent to judge trivial cases? You can't say Christians can't judge. They're commanded to. Here it is right here. Ready? Here's the bowling ball knocking down the pins. Every day as Christians, we have to judge what is appropriate, proper, healthy, and useful. Also, what people we believe we should hang out with, trust, believe in, or let influence, we have to judge that on a regular basis. When you choose your church, you're using your judgment abilities.
Bazinga.
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 Bazinga. I love that. Because listen, when you're choosing your church, you have to decide to pick one over another. Oh, here's the key. You're going to hate me. Ready? Here it is. If we have no ability to judge, we can't vote.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. So you want to reach the show, email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, website davidspoonmedia.com, also davidspoon.com, Facebook David Spoon Media, YouTube David Spoon Media, Okie Dokie Media. Who did Jesus appear to first after the resurrection according to Mark chapter 16? Who did Jesus appear to first after the resurrection, according to Mark 16? It's a human being. 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Shout out to Dr. B from the Specific Chiropractic Center. Let's see. When did he see? I think it was yesterday my wife saw him. He is Cairo extraordinaire. And then Dr. B and I were texting today. He's going to try and coordinate to come in hopefully next week. If not, then the week after. You want to go to drbrandonbrown.com. Dr. Brandon Brown. drbrandonbrown.com. 972-454-9362. Okay. So we got that question. Who did Jesus appear to first after the resurrection according to Mark chapter 16? Is it 16? Yeah, it's 16. I had to think about that. You are welcome to call if you think you have the answer. If you're wrong, you know I'm not going to be mean about it. Well, not entirely. 972-445-0770. Here I want to finish up on this one element. We were talking about weakness. We were talking about being honest, wanting to get closer to the Lord, wanting to do better. There's nothing bizarre about wanting to be closer to the Lord, doing better. We recognize that some of the things that are going on in our lives are a bit out of our control. And some things that we think are one thing are nothing like we think. And I think you could use Job and Joseph and a multitude of people in Scripture to recognize. I mean, I think people did not genuinely understand that Jesus' mission was much deeper and profound than him just coming around and being a super cool moral teacher. And the next time somebody says, well, Jesus was a really moral teacher, say, well, that moral teacher taught that he was and is the Messiah, and that no man comes to the Father except through him. So either he was a liar or he was a moral teacher. Pick. You know, stop bouncing between them. You can't get away from stuff like that. So we're going to, somebody's going to answer on the trivia, and then we're going to close out talking about the weakness element, because I want to make sure that we understand that the weakness is not the weakness you think it is. Okay? All right. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, this is Chris. Hey, David. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Chris. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks. It's cool to actually talk to you, man. I listen to your show every day when I leave work at 2:30.
Okay.
Well,
so
at least 30 minutes of it, and I always catch this part, and my first time to call.
All right. Let me ask you this. Do you have to take extra ibuprofen because you listen to the show?
Absolutely not, man. Absolutely not.
I just had to ask you, dude.
Okay, and I'm not real knowledgeable of the Bible, but I do read it. I'm going to take a wild guess and say it was the gardener.
No, but that's a – what an Dang it. Excellent. That's actually an excellent answer. And the reason that's why one of the things that I went to, Mark chapter 6, the person said, said to the gardener, did you move the body? That's a great, 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 great guess, though. So I really like that. Mary, okay. Mary Magdalene. Mary,
I was going to say Mary.
You'd have been there. I'd have got you there one way or another. So she's the one that Scripture says in Mark 16, she had seven spirits that were cast out of her. She was the first one that Jesus approached. Now, this is according to Mark 16, because as you go through, you got to kind of lay all these out in a chart. Then it was the two guys on the road to Emmaus. So the idea, though, was that he when Jesus appeared, it's amazing. The first time he came, the angels went and talked to the shepherds, not to the big people in the palace. And then the next time when Jesus resurrects, they're talking to Mary Magdalene, not to anybody who's fancy schmancy. It's like the Lord speaks to regular people. That's the key.
Right.
He loves us.
That's awesome. You know, and I'll be quite honest with you. My first guess was Mary. And then I thought, wait a minute. No, I know she was there and she was grieving. But I want to say the gardener, and I was like, man, this has got to be, surely it's not that simple, and it's Mary. I was like, it's got to be the gardener. But anyways.
You had it, my friend. You were right there.
I had the right idea. I just didn't give you the right answer.
Yeah, you were right on track. You were right there with it. So I'm going to, unfortunately, on this trivia, there's not a prize, but on the trivia's coming up next week. So I don't want you to, when you call, we're going to split them up so people can get a chance. So I want you to get a chance to be a winner, because we love giving either gift cards or Lowe's cards or, you know, to $10, $15, $20 checks to people. So keep listening, keep doing the best you can. You call and you get in, and most likely you're going to get to that point. But an excellent, by the way, excellent guest. I think you did a great job.
Thank you so much, David, and thank you for your show. I appreciate it.
All right. God bless you. Thank you, brother. Awesome. That was awesome sauce. I don't know what awesome sauce is, but if they put it in a sauce bottle, that's what it was. Okay. I don't even know who made up awesome sauce. Who made that up? Anyway, all right. Let's go back to the weakness part of it. So I don't want people to think when we're talking about being weak in the Lord that somebody is saying, I can't lift a pound. That's not weakness in the Lord. Okay, here's weakness in the Lord. Ready? 2 Corinthians 12, 7 through 10. Because of these surpassing great revelations, therefore, in order to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. What is he saying when he says all that? He's saying, look, when it's difficult, I have to lean on the Lord. When I have to lean on the Lord, that's when the real strength comes through. That's what he's saying. Now, I know there's a lot of people, and I've heard every possible interpretation. I'm just letting you know. Don't get mad at me. Every possible interpretation on, you know, what was that thing? I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. And it was his eye, and it was his this, and it was his this. Hey, watch this. I'm going to read. I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. Whatever it was a messenger of Satan. Got it. Okay? So there's no point in guessing. Just read what it says and use that. That's a little bit better. But the ultimate teach here is that God's grace is sufficient for us, for when we get to the point where there's nothing that we can do, we do this wonderful thing God wants us to do all along. We surrender. And then the Lord has to do it. You've heard me say it. I'll say it again. There will be no temptation that will take you that you cannot get out of, that there will not be a way out. But the word temptation is not the same as the word situation. And sometimes the Lord will allow you to be in a situation that cannot be delivered from except for a miracle. And he does that on purpose so that you can know it was his miracle that got you out of an impossible situation. He's doing that so that you can learn to rely on him. He doesn't want you to do nothing. He doesn't want you to, you know, he doesn't want you to sit there and just gather dust. But there are times in the walk where you have to turn it over, lay it down, and go, all you, I'm out. I'm just standing here watching, you know. And then God does something totally cool, and then he drops the mic. Mic drop. Because then you're like, wow, how did that happen? Why? Because he's a part of our lives. He's not – it's not – I want to say this really nice. Because he's not gas on Pluto. That's, I don't know how anyone would say it. He's not in some ozone layer going – it's not the starship that's on Star Trek or was it V'ger that makes all those weird noises and was terrible in the movie. God is current, present, active, involved. And the hardest thing to think is if God lets something sink, that he does so because there's a better result coming out of the sinking. It's so hard to think that way. But God's thought processes and ability to see and function and help are so far beyond ours. My wife and I were laughing about the dog. We love our dog. Our dog thinks that he knows everything that's going on. And if he doesn't eat at 5:01, he's starving. Right? How many dogs are like that, right? I mean, you got a dog like that, right? Same thing.
Willie's exactly. That's when he eats, too.
Okay. If it's 5:02, he didn't starve. And if he's quiet enough, I might give him a little extra piece of turkey. And then he'll be like, ooh, I'm so happy. And it's like he doesn't even know. He's not even on the same intellectual plane. Well, we're not on the same plane as God. So I guess we're going to have to do that. Faith looks right at it, doesn't deny the circumstance, but believes God in spite of what we see. That's where that we walk by faith and not by sight thing comes into play. It's cool. You want it. You want that. Because that creates a dynamic in your life and it makes your life interesting. Otherwise, your life is kind of boring. I mean, quite frankly, I think it's cool because we are involved with the supernatural and I think that's cool. And it's the Lord. All right. Make sure you keep your BFN, big fat nose, in the book. Make sure you spend time with God. You don't have to pray dancing a certain way. You can simply talk to him. That's all cool, too. We got to exit, folks. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas, taking a 23-hour break. Then we'll be back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Till the first time he heals someone or turns some water into wine.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.